It is the number. We're going to do number four this time out. I like number four. It's a number that's got versatility about it. And that's in part because of the first person we're going to talk about. But in my mind, it's always been a number that you can't quite pin down. I don't like the chat about who plays number six. Being a slightly old man, as far as I'm concerned, number six plays centre-half and looks very classy whilst he does so. That is the ideal number six for me. Everton used to have five and six as their centre-halves.
Well, we
used to have four and six.
Mad numbers, didn't they?
Well, Kenny was wild. Like, Kenny enjoyed himself. And then Shankly was trying to get in the opposition's
head.
Even
before that, wasn't five right-back and left-back, sorry, for a period? And
that was a bit of Shankly just throwing
Shankly
stuff out.
Mad?
Yeah, well, I think...
Ronnie Whelan was five.
He was kind of deliberately...
Exactly.
Ronnie Whelan was left-wing,
so
but five.
So was Ray Kennedy in five, and the... I'm sure someone was playing left back as number five. Steve Staunton
might have played left back at five. Yeah, I mean we have been unconventional.
Yeah,
so that's why I don't really like the number six chat.
Eight
I was
playing right
like.
Mid, mad again.
That's not that mad.
Relative, to, that's seven though, isn't it?
And then we
like
play
seven
up front.
We like a seven in the hole.
Yeah, we like a seven up top.
We like a seven where the others like a ten.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's the way it works. Say what you want. We're consistent with nine. I'm pretty solid with one, and the rest will move around. Anyway, the first Premier League number four is Steve Nicol. Steve's Liverpool career is a phenomenal one, and the Premier League, obviously, you've got to go all the way back to 93, but Steve himself playing for Liverpool goes all the way back to 83. He's one of those crossover players, John. He was a genuinely brilliant player for Liverpool. I loved him to pieces when I first started going. He was so involved in absolutely everything. An unbelievable partnership with John Barnes in 87-88. By the time we get to 93, as I say, he's nowhere near as young as he used to be, and which of us is. But it's a phenomenal Liverpool career, Steve Nicol, all the way through.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny because, in a way, sort of since he's almost kind of regaled or kind of, you know, been seemingly sort of against, you know, the modern football parlance and a lot of it. And even at the time when he was a player, a lot of the stories that, to be fair, he tells are around, you know, being a bit more, you know, negative reactions to being asked to eat better and stuff like that. And then you watch him and he could play for Guardiola team.